99 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 26th of September. 57 degrees on our way to 88 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Terry Summey, Sertoma Club, the Big Biscuits and Gravy Breakfast, coming up October 7th. Terry, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing all right here so far. So, what, less than 2 weeks away from biscuits and gravy for the masses?
Yes, definitely. We have been working really hard to get our sponsors lined up and get everything ordered and ready to go for Saturday, October 7th, starting at 7 a.m.
And this will be at the Emporia Senior Center. And this is a big breakfast, a big fundraiser for the Sertoma Club, because you're raising money for scholarships, correct?
Correct. We give somewhere between $10,000 and $12,000 in scholarships every year. We divide them among three places. One third of the money goes to the Flint Hills Technical College, and then two thirds of the money goes to Emporia State, with about a third for just general Emporia State students, and then another third with nursing students.
Terry, is
so,
this?
Yeah, this is, but.
No, I was just going to say, Terry, is this one of those things that got you involved in the Sertoma Club? Was just the fact that you're able to help Emporia State students the way that you are here with this?
Actually, it came about a little bit later. The train's actually why I got involved in the Sertoma Club. But then we had a lot of individuals who were interested in helping with scholarships. And the Sertoma stands for Service to Mankind, for those who don't know. We call ourselves a mini train gang because we run the miniature train. But we started Sertoma International, actually started in Kansas City by some audiologists. And so hearing and medical type care has been an emphasis of Sertoma for its entire history. And so we just felt this was kind of an offshoot of it. And so we don't have a lot of audiology or hearing programs at Emporia State or the Tech College, but we have nursing and dental hygienists, and something that is kind of similar. And so that's what we look at. And that's just kind of why we started it. We thought that it'd be a way to give back locally to people who might benefit from it.
Well, and you certainly have done that. Thousands and thousands of dollars have been given towards scholarships for students at ESU and Flint Hills Technical College. Again, Terry Summey with us talking about the Sertoma Club Scholarship Breakfast coming up Saturday, October 7th from 7 until 11, and this will be at the Emporia Senior Center. Well, how much are tickets, and what do we get, Terry?
So we like to say we are the best breakfast in town. It's a
nice.
Good value for the money. And I know you guys have enjoyed it in the past.
Yes,
because
we
usually bring some over to you. But it's all-you-can-eat biscuits and gravy. With eggs, and then you could get a sausage biscuit sandwich if you wanted to. Spangles will be there again, cooking their scrambled eggs up, which are awesome. I sat and watched them 1 year, so I try to replicate them at home. Don't do it near as well as they do, but it's really good. Fanistel sausage, so we've got Fanistel as one of our sponsors, helps provide some of that. If you go away hungry, it's your own fault. Tickets are $8 in advance. Yeah. Tickets are $8 in advance and then $10 at the door. We'll be doing a drive-thru. That's proven to be popular. So we'll have a drive-thru on the west side of the Senior Center and then dine in as always.
What do you have to do between now and, you know, biscuits and gravy day in order to get everything set up? And really, what is that, you know, 24 hours before your event really like for members of the club as you guys get everything all ready to go and really start the cooking process?
Well, so I'm a little organized with some things, and so I kind of organized this a few years ago and wrote everything down because it was getting to the point where we were like, well, what do we need to do when we got close? And so we're getting ready. I just need to order the food, and then we need to pick up things. We set up at the senior center, and then just kind of the last-minute type things, and get there about 5 o'clock in the morning to start cooking. So that we are ready to go when people come in.
And Terry Summey with us, Emporia Sertoma Club, a.k.a. the Mini Train Gang, and their scholarship breakfast coming up on October the 7th, a Saturday, at the Emporia Senior Center. Well, speaking of the train, Terry, how has the season been for the miniature train down in Soden's Grove?
The season has been awesome. Our train is running well, knock on wood. Things are going well. Things have been going well. We're closed for the main part of the season right now, because we usually only run June through August. Once school starts up, things kind of drop off. But we do have some special runs coming up. We are running this Saturday evening for during the Soden's Grove celebration. We'll be running October 7th after we get done with biscuits and gravy, because that's when there's the veteran suicide prevention car show down there for Beacon for Hope. And then we'll be running with Boo and the Zoo at the end of October. So those are our three runs that we know of so far that we'll be doing. So those would be opportunities to catch the train.
So mechanically, things have been good with the train and the tracks?
I was going to ask that.
It has. Mechanically, they've been really good. The one thing we really would like to do is Cooper Carts, and Jeremy Cooper was awesome in terms of getting us started with some new ties with the more durable concrete, and I know he's got a polymer mixed in there tie. We need to be able to finish that project. We just need to get the supplies that we need to do that, and because some of our ties need to be replaced. But everything else is, I mean, it's still safe, but everything else looks great, and it's running great, and so... So, yeah, it's been a great season for us.
Outstanding. All right, Terry, let us know again the details coming up for the biscuits and gravy fundraising breakfast coming up here in a week and a half.
So, yes, join us at the Emporia Senior Center on 12th Street. Saturday, October 7th, we start serving at 7, finish serving at 11. Tickets are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. If you would like tickets, you can always contact me. I work at Emporia State. You can always contact Sertoma through the Facebook Messenger. I get that, and so I can look at that and get tickets delivered to people. If you're interested in being a sponsor, we're looking for those. We have sponsor levels at $150, $200, and $250. You get free tickets with that. So, like I said, you can always contact me at the Emporia State Library, I would get tickets to people. So $8 in advance, $10 at the door.
You can't beat the breakfast. Mm-mm. We can attest to that. There is no doubt about it. Scholarship
you
breakfast.
You cannot.
Yeah, coming up on Saturday, October 7th, 7 until 11 at the Emporia Senior Center. Well, Terry, thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for all that you and the Sertoma Club do here in the Emporia area. And you still looking for members?
Oh, yeah, we're always looking for members.
Okay.
We've had a couple of younger members join, and we are looking for some younger members that, you know, if you're interested in the train and that's what you really want to do, we usually try to get our people to do the biscuit and gravy as part of that because this is one of our big fundraisers. There was a comment on Emporia Chat a while ago that talked about ESU flags on game days, and we do that.
Yeah.
We're working on trying to expand that program, and then we do U.S. flags on U.S. holidays. And so those are our big, with the biscuits and gravy, the train and the flags are our biggest fundraisers that we do. And so, yeah, we're always looking for members. If you're interested in joining us, just come out to Pizza Ranch at noon on Thursdays, and we are... we're going to be going to our winter schedule pretty soon, which meets every other week.
Okay. Stop by Pizza Ranch Thursdays. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Terry.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for taking some time to join us. Terry Summy, the Emporia Sertoma Club, the big scholarship biscuits and gravy breakfast. Coming up on Saturday, October the 7th at the Emporia Senior Center.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, next week is got a couple of openings, the 5th and the 6th. So let us know, 620-342-1400 or email kvwe@kvwe.com. Tomorrow we have another Freedom Fest update, and we're looking at Freedom Rides with Joe Christman, Matt Fowler, and Steve Harmon, all set to join us 7:20 tomorrow morning.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 729, 57 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Hostess Brands is seeking a wrapper technician for their facility in Emporia. This individual.